For our Friday food feature this week, Chicago's best new restaurants, and we have a double feature today. In just a bit, we'll talk about some of the best-kept secrets for great Asian food. First up, editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. And Ashok, it sounds like you have scoured the neighborhoods for the best new restaurants in town. Did you personally sample the menus in all of these places?
It's an ongoing process, Bob. You know, every day we're trying to be a little bit better. So, yeah, we do our best to get all of them and make recent visits because menus change. And so do moods and so do seasons in Chicago.
Let's talk about first this place you like in Pilsen. Talk about that.
Oh, Marisco San Pedro's. It is in the ground floor of the Talia Hall Music Venue, the historic building. They do wonderful seafood dishes, tacos, and recently they kicked off a taco omakase. The taco omakase is like a tasting menu, kind of blending like the Japanese tradition of, like, you know, a chef's whim, you know, this like just bring out dishes upon dishes. You sit at the counter and they basically pummel you with food. And Mauricio San Pedro's, it's kind of like a different, more kind of elevated menu. And it's at the counter and you get direct interaction with the chef and they explain it all. And at the end, they serve you a choco taco filled with Italian gelato, which is kind of special.
We all like getting pummeled with food, don't we? And where is this place?
It's Antalya Hall. It's 1227 West 18th Street.
Good one. Good one to keep in mind for the weekend. And then in Westtown, you're now referring to this as Chicago's best dining neighborhood, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it took a while to pop. You know, before the pandemic, you know, everyone was looking for the next Randolph Restaurant Row because that had so much hype and it had big name chefs like Stephanie Isards, Rick Bayless. That was like where everyone wanted to be seen. But now, like Randolph Street, barely people can't afford it. You know, it's only you got McDonald's, you got national chains. So people want the alternative with the real estate's a little more affordable. I'm not going to say cheap because Westtown, you know, developers don't make anything cheap. But around Chicago Avenue, there's a lot of great restaurants that have been popping up in over the last, you know, like I say 2-3 years. There's a place called like Brazero. There's two restaurants that I'm really like looking forward to getting people to know. It's a family-owned Korean restaurant called Mr. Tiger, and it's everything is just kind of handmade. It's the atmosphere is nice. It's a throwback where they don't have their liquor license yet, so you BYO, and they just treat people really well. They have this one dish. Oh my God, I was like licking. It's the called the Galib Jim, and it has braised beef short ribs, and it has got this broth, and it is like it's unconscionable how delicious it is, Bob. It's ridiculous.
Mr. Tiger, I believe you, 1132 West Grand Avenue. We've mentioned this place before, and a lot of people are really excited about Milk Bar. Talk about why they are.
Well, Milk Bar is a New York chain that started 17 years ago. And it was one of those first, like, it's like got a love-hate relationship for folks who don't like those kind of unicorn sprinkles, the stuff that you see on Instagram, the sweets, birthday cake. They're kind of responsible for all of that. It has been imitated all over the country, all over the world. And it took them a long time, but they're finally in Chicago. They're in Fulton Market at the Hoxton Hotel. The chef behind it, a woman named Christina Tosi, she is one of the most influential pastry chefs in the country. And she's a Midwest folk, so she has always loved Chicago, hasn't gotten there yet until last week or last month, excuse me. And the lines were out the door. You know, they have cake balls. They have this. They have a hot dog bomb. Basically, it's like a kind of a donut hole filled with all the stuff that you would think of like a Chicago style hot dog. And it's just fun. It's for all ages. They have cereal milk that you could put in your coffee. It's just supposed to bring this nostalgic look that's supposed to bring you back to your childhood.
Sounds like they do, Milk Bar Chicago. And finally, on your list of the best new restaurants in town, a place that you say has been hiding something in their basement. Talk about this.
Yeah, there's a restaurant called Perilla. It's one of the best places, again, for Korean food. Korean food in Chicago is, I don't want to say having a moment, because that's one of the cliched things there, but people are feeling more comfortable exploring these flavors. And Perilla was one of the best kind of all-around restaurants for both Korean barbecue and kind of traditional home style. But quietly over the last year or so, they've been working on a sushi restaurant in the basement. I've been there. It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful restaurants. It's kind of has a speakeasy feel. And they specialize in hand rolls. These, you know, they're filled with little fish. You're supposed to eat them with your hand immediately. It's a different type of sushi that is not really, you know, been seen in Chicago too often. They're seeing more and more restaurants, and it's a different sort of experience. It's great for a date. The presentation is really nice. And Noriko Hand Roll Bar in the basement of Perilla at 401 North Milwaukee Avenue in River West, they're having a lot of fun with it. It's one of the tougher reservations in town right now.
Another one to add to the list. Thanks to the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. Have a great, happy weekend, and thanks again.
No problem, Bob. Thank you.
We're all craving Asian food. To the rescue, food writer and the author of A Very Chinese Cookbook, Kevin Pang, joins us now with some little-known secrets around town. And, Kevin, these are food courts and supermarkets mostly, aren't they?
Yeah, these are some of my favorite places to eat, Bob, for two reasons. Number one, it is really inexpensive, and also food comes out in less than 5 minutes, and who among us don't like those two things?
You gotta love that. Let's start with the place you like in the, well, they're in the West Loop and also in Niles, H Mart.
Yeah, let's talk about H Mart. So H Mart is it's a Korean supermarket, but the one up in Niles, it's really special because I think it's got the best produce section in Chicago, but there's also a food court. You can get things like Korean fried chicken, dumplings, and I just love going there. The food court is massive. So H Mart in Niles, great place to go for great Korean food.
You've got a suburban spot on your list in Arlington Heights. You like the ramen here, right?
Yeah. So Mitsuo has been around forever, and anytime you want like great Japanese food, Mitsuo Marketplace in Arlington Heights, that's the place to go. But there's one place in particular that's really turned me on to really good ramen. It's a place called Santoka, and they've got fantastic ramen, and especially when it's cold outside and it's snowing, if you want a big bowl of ramen, go to Mitsuo Marketplace in Arlington Heights. Great Japanese food, great Japanese groceries there.
Tell us why Filipinos around Chicago were very happy a few years ago about Seafood City.
Yeah, Seafood City was this really popular chain across America, and it's like the size of a Target, and it's like great Filipino food, and so on. But there's a couple places in there in particular that Filipinos love. There's a chain which is probably the most famous fast food chain in the Philippines called Jollibee. They've got great fried chicken there. But then also within the food court of Seafood City, there's a place called Crispy Town. I mean, come on, just the name itself, Bob, really turns you on, Crispy Town. And they've got great egg rolls, which they call lumpia, great fried pork. So Seafood City, it's right at the junction at the 9094. It's just a fantastic place to eat.
Size of a Target. And Crispy Town sounds like an amusement park. And then there's a spot in Chinatown that you really like, and it's a huge supermarket, isn't it?
Yeah. 88 Marketplace, also relatively new, a couple of years old. And, I'm Chinese. It's got every ingredient that I ever need to make great Chinese food, which, you know, thanks for the plug, you can get it in A Very Chinese Cookbook available in bookstores. But the food court in there, once again, this is a recurring theme, Bob. You can get great dim sum, dumplings, even sushi, which is not particularly Chinese, but you can get really, really fresh sushi at 88 Marketplace, and that is in Chinatown.
And finally, you've got a hidden cafeteria on your list in Edgewater. Talk about this place.
Yeah, I love this place because I actually used to live a couple blocks from there. So it's called Tallard. It is a Thai supermarket. I mean, who among us do not like great Thai food? It's a smaller supermarket, definitely not the size of a Target. But, you know, if you're ever making ingredients for, say, like pad thai or green pie salad, you can go there. But then the coolest part, Bob, is that at the back of the supermarket, it's this tiny little cafeteria, and they sell great Thai food. It's almost like a hot bar. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a grandma is cooking back there, and the prices there are really can't be beat. So if you want great Thai food really, really quickly, go to Tallard, and that's on Broadway in Edgewater. Love those places.
I'm there, but I really want to go on an egg roll crawl with you soon, Kevin.
Can we make that happen? Come on, you and I, we can do like a 6-part podcast about that. What do you say?
Yeah, for sure. It's Kevin Pang. The book is A Very Chinese Cookbook. Talk to you very soon, I hope, Kevin. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. See ya.